வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 6th chapter, text number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 26th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: an unchaste woman is very easily carried away by paramours, and it sometimes happens that her husband is violently killed by her paramours. If the yogi gives his mind a chance and does not restrain it, his mind will give facility to enemies like lust, anger, and greed, and they will doubtlessly kill the yogi.
Bhagavan,
who is easily carried away by men, such a woman is never to be trusted. Unfortunately, in the present age, women are never controlled. According to the directions of Shastras, women are never to be given freedom. When a child, a woman must be strictly controlled by her father. When she is young, she must be strictly controlled by her husband. And when she is old, she must be controlled by her elderly sons. If she is given independence and allowed to mingle unrestrictedly with men, she will be spoiled. A spoiled woman, being manipulated by paramours, might even kill her husband. This example is given here because a yogi, desiring to get free from material conditions, must always keep his mind under control. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that in the morning our first business should be to beat the mind with shoes 100 times, and before going to bed, to beat the mind 100 times with a broomstick. In this way, one's mind can be kept under control. An uncontrolled mind and an unchaste wife are the same. An unchaste wife can kill her husband at any time, and an uncontrolled mind, followed by lust, anger, greed, madness, envy, and delusion, can certainly kill the yogi. When the yogi is controlled by the mind, he falls down into the material condition. One should be very careful of the mind, just as a husband should be careful of an unchaste wife.
Nittam dadadi kamasya chidram tamanu vairaya yogina kidamaitasya pratu jariva pungse. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, everything threadbare discussed, very practical and absolute proof. They are social, political, religious, everything is discussed very scientifically. So, here the example is given of the woman Pungshchali. There are 3 kinds of women: Kamini, Sailendri, and Pungshchali. According to Shastra. So they become, because just like children, they are innocent, and if they are given freedom, they will be spoiled. Everyone knows it. If you don't give proper training to the children and allow him to do independently whatever he likes, that means that child is spoiled. Prapti to sura sura, see? Chanaka Pandit advised. Larani bahavu dosa, sarani bahavu guna. Tasmat puttanta sishyancha tarai nadhulare. This is required. And Tulsidas, he has also said, Tulsidas is a big poet in Hindi language. He has written the Ramcharitmanas. His opinion, not only his opinion, that is the Vedic opinion that he says, Dhol Gamar Sri Shudra Pasu Shudra Nari, ye sab sasan ke adhikari. So this statement will not be very palatable to the Western girls. They want independence. In Chicago, when I was there, they talked about independence of the woman. They asked me a question. So I replied, no, women cannot be given independence. So there was a great agitation against me. In many papers, I was very much criticized. But actually it is a fact, because they are innocent, not so intelligent. These are all practical. We may avoid discussing, but Bhagavan is very open for discussing all subject matter. That is fact. We should not hide anything artificially. We must discuss fact. Not only here, the mentionities, the Manusangita. Manusangita recommends women should not be given independence for their interest. They must be protected by father, husband and sons. Because if they are polluted, they become very dangerous. Chanakya Pandit said that dushta bhajya satang mitram bhittasya uttradaya sasapriya grihi vasa mrityureva nasamsaya. If the wife is not chaste and friend is cheater or satang. Satang means duplicity. Not very sincere friend. Outwardly he's saying he's very good friend, but inwardly he has got some intention. Such friend, duplicity, and unchaste wife, dushta bhajya satang mitram, and bhittascha uttaradayak, and servant giving reply, and sasakriya grihe vasa, and in your room, if there is a snake, of course, in this big, big concrete building, there is no question of snake, but in cottages, huts made with mud, earth, there are sometimes snakes. So Chanakya Pandit said that if you live with a dushta bhajya and a duplicity friend and an answer-giving servant and a snake, then you are sure to die sometime. You'll be cheated. But these things are there. The purpose is that our mind is like that, pungstuti, unchaste wife. Not that everyone is unchaste. We have got many examples of the character of woman. It is not that. It is not generalized. But there is chance if they are not controlled, not properly educated, there is chance of becoming pungstuti. And there have been many instances that women, for being attracted by Paramatma, has killed even one's own son, there are cases. So, Bhishma Dev also advised that the shyness of women, lajja, is the control. If you break that shyness, then there will be disaster. That is the control valve naturally given. And woman's shyness is beauty. Beauty. We have got practical experience. And command also. We have practical experience in our life. You have seen that my friend Ken, Dinanath Mishra, they were our neighbor. So one day we were sitting on the corridor of the house, one sweeper woman, she wanted to come within, but very shy form and with covering of the head, although with broomstick and bucket, she was waiting because we were sitting both sides. So she was feeling little shy not to enter the house. So we decided to move so that she may come. This example is given. She is a sweeper, not very respectable, but servant or sweeper. But on account of her shyness, we had to welcome. Yes, we are moving and coming. Let's see. This is psychology. And therefore Bhishma Dev, at his dying stage, hereby, that woman's shyness is the bulb to control. If that shyness is broken, then it will create disaster. Punctually. This is psychology. Things are changing nowadays, everywhere, not only in India, in other countries also. But this is the psychology. So all these examples are given. Why? Just to control the mind. In Hindi, there is a proverb that money and wife you should always keep in control. There are so many examples. So the real purpose is, we are not talking of the sociology or politics. The example is given that we should not give freedom to the mind. That is the real purpose. If we give freedom to the mind, then mind will create so many ideas. I have practically seen in our society, as soon as one is in charge, immediately invent something new. It should be broken and it should be done. Then another man comes, he makes the same thing again. That is practical experience I've got. Unless there is control over the mind, it will dictate something new. Do it like this. There was a Bengali poet, he also sung a song, "Ekta notun kichu koro." Do something new. This is mind's business. He is not satisfied with the old things. Notun kichu koro. That's a very big song. Why? Change. The whole material world is like that. Ekta notun kichu koro. Do something new and be implicated. We are not satisfied with the old things. Old order changes yields to old order. There is an English proverb like that, yielding to the new. But the Vedic civilization is that do not try to invent some order that will create disturbance. Be satisfied whatever you have got by nature's way. Be satisfied. Don't spoil your time. Save time for Krishna consciousness. That is very sweet. That is the purpose of life. The valuable life. Bhunam sambhavati. This life, human form of life we have got. Bhusambhavante. After many, many years in the Buddhist process. Jalajanam lakhani sravara lakhavinshati klimayo lakhinsankhata. We are coming one after another from the lowest, low-grade life in the water. Dead plants, creepers, trees, then insects, then flies, in this way, then birds, then beasts. In this way, millions and millions years after, we have got this human form of life. Especially those who are civilized. There are 400,000 forms of human life also. Not all the same. The uncivilized and civilized, the black and white and so many different grades of man. They are different intelligence. In this way, one who has taken birth in India, he is the most fortunate. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hai raja. Janma sarthak kari karo karo karo. So, unfortunately, we are forgetting our culture. Otherwise, we have got a great mission, Indians, for the others, parvokar, they require the information of this Vedic knowledge. And they are now getting, they are appreciating, therefore there is movement against it. But it is actual civilization. The Vedic culture is actual civilization. Varnasam dharma, that is the beginning of civilization. Without Vedic culture and Varnasam dharma, it is the animal civilization. When Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Ramananda Rai, what is the beginning of life? Sadhya sadhana. What is the object, objective of the ultimate goal of life? And how that objective of life is attained? Sadhya sadhana. Sadhya means the objective, the aim, and sadhana means the process. Sadhya sadhana. So, Ramananda Rai, he said, Varnasam. Varnasam. That is the beginning of life. Because Varnasam means the life is, human life is meant for understanding the Supreme Law. That is human life. The cats and dogs' life is not meant for understanding God. It is not possible either. We cannot understand. But the evolution is a process. When you come to the civilized form of life, especially the Vedic culture, there are many living entities. Out of them, some of them are chal and some of them are achal. Chal means moving. Just like tree is not moving, but it is life. But a small insect, it is moving. Sthavar jangam, they are called in technical words. Sthavar means standing in one place. And the vegetables, trees, plants are more condemned. They cannot move. They will have to stand up in a place for thousands of years. there is no possibility even to move. If there is storm, scorching heat, pinching cold, they cannot make. They'll have to suffer. So it is very condemned life to become tree and plant. A sthava. Then jangam. Then jangam is moving. So there are many varieties of moving animals. The insects, the birds, the beast, and then human form. Out of the human moving forms, the civilized form, out of the civilized form, those who are in Vedic culture, out of the Vedic culture, many are addicted to the fruity activities, ritualistic ceremony, how to go to the heavenly planet, how to become members of a rich family. They are working very hard. Kurmi. So out of many millions of kurmis, one gani. Gani means who understands what is the use of this. Karma, creative activities. That out of many ganis, one is mukta, liberated. And out of many millions of mukta, kotisabhi mahamane, one is a bhakta. This is gradual development. So, we should be very careful. We have got this opportunity of understanding Krishna consciousness. We should not waste a single moment without Krishna consciousness. Abhattha kalattam, that is advised by Rupa Goswami. Every moment we shall count whether I have wasted it or utilized it. This is life. Thank you very much.